There you go.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 6:30 p.m. October 21st, 2021. Regular bi-weekly meeting of the Township Board of Trustees. Pastor Womack's here tonight. Could you do the prayer for us, sir?
I'd be honored.
Thank you.
Before we pray, I would like to invite everyone to the Cobson Community Trunk and Treat this Saturday. Father, we thank you for the night tonight. We thank you for our township, the community that you've given us to live in. And Lord, as we gather together, I thank you for the transparency that we have to be able to come to the meeting to hear the business conducted. Lord, as we gather, I do continue to pray for our community, for its safety, its unity. Lord, I pray as the first responders left, that even as we started the meeting tonight, be with all of our first responders as they serve and watch over our community. And Lord, I pray for every branch of our armed forces as they watch over our country. Mm-hmm. And as we come into November, which will be an election time, I pray, Father, that as we vote, you would give us wisdom, and that we would vote just seeking your will, vote morally, and just, Lord, watch over our country. So, Lord, bless the meeting tonight. We thank you. I thank you for all who are here. I thank you for the trustees. Give them wisdom as they conduct business. And we're so grateful for the people that you put in charge here at Franklin Township. Lord, I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Could you do the pledge, sir?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can you have a roll call, please?
Yes, Ralph.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a motion to approve the following minutes. Special meeting October 7th, 2021, and regular minutes October 7th, 2021.
I'll second. Okay, roll call, Ralph.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, old business, have bills and payroll. You want to do it?
Yep, I got you. Uh-huh. Motion for bills and payroll, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from October 8th through October 21st, 2021, in the amount of $86,738.91, and payroll paid on October 15th, 2021, for $196,984.27, for a grand total of $283,723.18, from check number 67056 to check number 67098, and vouchers from 1179-2021 to 1255-2021.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
All right, and roll call, Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can we remind the audience if they want to sign in? I don't know if they need to do that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Robin. If there's anyone that would like to be speaking at the meeting today, we'll be doing that at the end. You'll have 3 minutes. If you could please sign in to put your name on the roster. Yeah, we'll make sure that we call on you. Yeah, there's a roster on the podium
over there.
Clipboard right here.
Yeah.
There's a clipboard.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. The next thing we'll move on to, since that was approved, is Resolution 2021-169 for resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Fiscal Officer. This is for the amount of $81,290.49. Includes one blanket purchase order and multiple other regular purchase orders.
I'll make Resolution 2021-169, resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Fiscal Officer, and ask for a second.
I will second that motion.
Right, and a roll call on that, Ralph.
What's that? Fiscal Officer.
Yeah, that's the authorized fiscal officer.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. New business. I see we have the Township Administrator Resolution back on here. And I just want all the residents to know that I'm 100% against having a township administrator. We're currently going through a state audit, which is not taken care of. they're all nervous about us getting a new administrator. There's all kinds of things we're doing. We're overspending on money and so forth. But yet, the other trustees persist on getting this administrator. So I just want to make sure that everyone's aware that I am opposed to doing that, especially at this time. Thank you. So, anyone wants to have any comment on the administrative resolution, go for it.
So, we had our legal counsel update the memorandum of understanding, and we have a resolution to adopt to accept that. So I'd like to make a resolution hiring and establishing the terms and conditions of the employment for the Franklin Township Administrator.
I had no knowledge of that, sir.
Pete wanted to comment on that, too, when you guys were ready.
Yeah, and so is Pete on?
Yeah.
So Pete's our legal counsel, so Pete, I'll hand it over to you.
Oh, I thought he was there. Pete, are you still there? I can hear him.
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
There was also an email from the State Auditor's Office. Didn't sound very encouraging. I want to make sure, Ms. Watkins, that it's written into the minutes that I do not approve this.
Yes, sir.
Because
Pete, I have one
the way that I read that email quickly was they weren't instructing us not to do it or anything, but they said we would be checked at a later time. And I don't know what that means or anything, but if I'm going to be checked, I'm telling right now, and I want it on permanent record, that I oppose this, okay?
Yes, sir.
Pete, I have one question. Did you sign off on the MOU?
All right, so let me answer Ralph's question first.
Oh, okay.
So I believe that the auditor's main concern is kind of twofold. One is making sure that the board fully understands the terms and conditions of the administrator position and that the board approve those terms and conditions at a public meeting. So I have, over the last several hours, received this resolution that was based upon the prior administrator's in employment. And what I will say is the resolution and how the board is going to hire them is fine. My question is simply making sure that the benefits that are listed are accurate and that there's nothing that has been raised by the auditor in their previous review of other department head MOUs. So obviously the board has the ability to set the compensation and benefit levels of their employees. I'm fine with that. But real quick, I would make one change. Under work hours, paragraph 6, last sentence, which starts with comp time shall be accrued any hours exceeding 40 in a payroll week, that section needs to be deleted. Mm-hmm. And that is based upon recent conversations with the auditor. The only other question that I have is, one, making sure that the fiscal office doesn't have any issues with the amount of how it's worded, but I recall that the auditor had a question with respect to pension pickup, number one, and it is not in relation to the administrator, this administrator, but just what has been done previously, and two, vacation and sick leave payout. So I do believe we now have an employee handbook. So I think if we revise the resolution, obviously kick out the comp time and add that sick leave use and payout will be in accordance, sick and vacation leave payout and use will be in accordance with the employee handbook. The only other question that I have is pension pickup and what the board is doing, because I do not believe that's covered by either the employee handbook or by this resolution. So it needs to be addressed, because if it's not addressed, then my concern is the auditor would say that the township doesn't have the authority to provide for pension pickup.
Gotcha.
So I think the two changes we automatically make are deleting the comp time in paragraph six.
Okay.
Six, adding that sick leave and vacation use and payout will be in accordance with the employee handbook. And then you need to decide what you're doing with pension pickup. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. But a decision needs to be made with respect to that. Outside of those things, I believe the way this resolution is worded, everything then falls back to the employee handbook. But again, I don't know if the fiscal office has any additional comments just based upon, you know, payroll and
In initial looks, we're going to have to do supplementals for some of the salaries, some of the benefits, because what's left for Mark is not enough to carry through due to Mark's cash out. So if you guys do move forward with the hire, we're going to have to hold it the next meeting. There will be yet another supplemental that we've done to take care of all that. And I don't know where that's going to come from yet. I've not had time to look at it.
Okay. So Pete, in terms of language for pension pickup, do we just have to say that the township will pick that up at a certain percentage?
We'll provide a full pension pickup.
Gotcha.
That's all you got to say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the desire of the board.
So I'm going to make a resolution to hire and establish the terms and condition of employment for the Franklin Township Administrator as shared by our legal counsel, minus Section 6. And adding language on vacation and sick time to follow the employee handbook, and adding language that the township will fully pick up the pension payments.
And starting on?
And that it will be effective tomorrow, which is Friday, October 22nd, 2021.
Can I speak up, please? I have a real problem with that because of payroll.
Yep.
I mean, I don't have time to complete his whole new hire packet and get him ready for payroll in two business days.
I'm scheduled off work
and previously scheduled to be off tomorrow. So
maybe
I don't have any
problem with him and then catch up on that at another date as far as the payroll goes. I mean, we really would like to get this gentleman started and get him working. And we've been trying to get this done for 2 weeks now. And it's always coming back to another.
Well, the problem with we're just asking for him to start at the first of a pay period, like we asked the other departments to do.
I think that's fine. When's the first of the pay period?
Wednesday. Just Wednesday. Just in all fairness.
No, I'd like to amend that to Wednesday, October 27th.
That helps me a lot. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table, resolution. What's the number?
2021-172.
2021-172, and do we have a second?
No. I'll second.
Okay, roll call on this. Ralph?
No.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
So make sure everybody knows I said no on the vote, okay?
Okay, and Pete, you have one more comment?
Yes. They love to spend your money, guys, I'm telling you.
Okay, Pete, go ahead.
I just want to make sure, want me to make those revisions to the resolution?
Yes, please.
And then I'll send them over to...
Send
it over to Nick.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, right. Pete.
I got to run, guys. I got another meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
So our new administrator is here, Mark. Steve, if you'd like to introduce yourself. And
sure. Here, I'll come up here. How are you doing this evening? Yeah, my name is Steve Mazur. I look forward to working with all the department heads and the trustees, but mostly you folks, to try and get this township up and running, a little better place to live and work. So I look forward to all your help and input. So thank you.
Welcome aboard, Steve.
Okay, I'd like, since you guys have already got him hired and on board and everything, my question for you two is who's going to train him, who's going to give him all of his, who's going to take care of all that? I did the other one that you hired that I didn't want to hire anybody anyway. I took care of that guy. So are you guys going to take care of this guy?
We will work with him, and our department heads will work with him.
Well, you're gone in 2 months, and hopefully you are.
I'll be gone.
Yeah, I'm praying. I'm praying, John.
I'll say if I'm gonna be stuck in between like two yelling matches, I'm not gonna sit here. Yeah. So
he won't be here. He's going to the big job downtown, and John, with all the stuff he's done, he's running for re-election. And every night I pray that God listens to me.
Well, we move to the police department with Chief Smith. We have a long agenda.
So I don't know, Steve. I think you're going to have yourself a pretty good tour, but I'll treat you with respect.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And I know you'll help.
Thank you, gentlemen. Chief Smith. Thank you. Just want to make sure everybody's done. I don't want to be rude. As the pastor was kind enough to remind us, trunk or treat this Saturday, everybody is welcome from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. He didn't say it, but they do want to encourage everybody to try to park, preferably over in the children's services lot. The church lot will be full of emergency response vehicles, and it's being kind of held for anybody who's disabled or handicapped so that they can park closest to the event. I got a couple other things on here that I didn't know about. Tow away agreement at the White House.
Ratliff put these things on the agenda, just so you know. Last week before he came back.
Okay. There should be a tow away agreement. I don't know. I believe we can facilitate that with Capital Towing. It has to be up there for 3 days, and then they can tow any vehicle that's left there.
I haven't seen anyone park there more than 3 days.
No, I don't think it's a problem. I think he probably just put it on here just to make sure, just to, you know, kind of...
It becomes a U-turn situation where people are just turning it out there, which slows traffic down, but I don't see anyone parked over there.
I mean, I don't have any specific complaints.
So what are you going to do over there? At the White House?
Well, Lieutenant Ratliff put it on here to put up a tow-away sign.
Oh, okay.
Which would mean that somebody parks their car and they leave it there, the signs would be visible. It would get impounded if they left their car there. It's a board decision, so.
I mean, we're trying to sell the place.
I
don't think we need to do anything about it.
Okay.
It's not on the agenda.
Especially since it's not a problem.
Next time, but
right, not that I'm aware of. At least to pay stuff,
ACH, I mean, I look at it every day.
Jeff mentioned for us to sign it with
website emails using .gov addresses. We've had a couple instances, sometimes with grants. I think the last one might have been something to do with our
Facebook.
Well, I don't think it was Facebook.
She was trying to create a new account. She's back there.
Yeah, it was a county website, and to sign up you have to have a government email address.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something we can facilitate as a department. It would have to most likely come from the physical department. It would probably require a new township website address, which you could always redirect to the old one. Would be the easiest way, but you would probably have to.
She has some information on
that. She's been working on it. Back.
Oh, okay. She
has some information on that.
No, I'm not sure how it got put on you, sir, but she's been working on it.
I already submitted a request with the .gov domain provider to do that. I filled out the application. Ralph, being the chairperson, he signed that document. He's going to speak with them tomorrow to finalize the verification of it. Hopefully, they approve it. So that will give us the .gov permission for domain.
Thank you.
Well done, Nicole. Do you know anything about the tinting of the front windows?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's been working with Ratliff very closely.
Robin's office is there. She has a window. My office is here. I have a window. He would like to tint the front window so that people can't see directly into our office. It gets a little creepy.
Understood. I don't know if you need a resolution to do that, if the board wishes, or just a motion, nor do I know what the cost is.
Nick, you could authorize the expense if it's...
Yes.
Do you just want a motion from us to say we're good with that?
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize tinting the front office windows.
No, it's basically just communications situations, what that is. So
the window tint?
You're talking about the website.
That's just
communication.
So we're just doing a motion?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, can anybody second that?
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Ralph on the tinting of windows. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes. Didn't we have something on that before, Robin, that we were going to do that? I remember
we were given permission to Administrator Potts to gather quotes for window blinds versus the window tint. We were just going back and forth with it, but the tint's more economical, according to Lieutenant Ratliff, who did the tinting on the modular.
Yeah.
And he'd said it's more easier, because honestly, these folks stare in our windows.
Yeah.
Even though we're open,
they'll
stand there and stare at you. And it's kind of creepy.
Zoo, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, it's like, don't tap on the glass, don't feed the bears, like you want to put silly signs on there, you know. So it would help us a lot.
Well, Nick, you're good to...
That's fine, thank you.
Nice. Okay. I only had one more thing I didn't put
on here
because
it
kind of happened late.
Okay, sorry.
I had a conversation with Don Cook the other day, who accused us of campaigning against him. And I just want to make it clear to the board as well as the public, we are not campaigning for or against any candidate, period.
Yeah, you and I had had that conversation earlier.
And I meant it when I said it.
Yes, we did.
So.
Appreciate it.
The question I've had, do we still have signs for the levy?
I believe we do, yes. We
just more stakes in?
Okay.
I don't know if we're yet. I think he's bringing them tomorrow.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's Don Cook is the one. He'd called me and asked me if he could have one of your signs. So.
Well, when I talked to him, he didn't seem overly supportive, but
yeah.
He's welcome to it if he wants it.
Well, sometimes people don't talk as sweet as they are, you know.
Yeah. I believe that.
Thank you.
Yeah. As long as they don't spend money, Byron, I'm for them.
Amen.
Assistant Chief Arnold?
Good evening. Thank you. Just a couple of bookkeeping things. I would like to... have a motion to accept the resignation of Firefighter Klaus.
Effective when?
November 1st.
I'd like to make a resolution to accept the resignation of Firefighter Klaus effective November 1st, 2021.
We do a motion or resolution?
Resolution.
Resolution. Okay. What's that number going to be?
2021-173.
Okay, and Ari made that. Is there a second on the table?
I'll second.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then a resolution to replace Firefighter Klaus by hiring Firefighter Nick Markham.
I have a resolution for that. So resolution 2021-170, rehiring of Nicholas Markham as a firefighter level 5, effective November 1st, 2021. Can I ask for a second?
I will second that motion. Resolution. Or is that a motion?
Resolution.
Resolution.
Roll call, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
By the way, everyone... just wanted to make mention, there's a lot of people that hadn't been here for a while. This is our new fire chief now. Wanted to make sure Bob Arnold is his name. Fine gentleman.
Thank you.
And Chief Welch, which most of you knew, will be retiring or is in the process. And I believe he told me it was the 16th of January that he'll be stepping down. And so we're very fortunate to have Mr. Arnold. Did you want to say something to the residents, Mr. Arnold?
No, thank you, though. Thank you for your continued support. We love running on you guys and working with you and keeping you all safe. It's been a treat to work here this long, and I look forward to representing our fire department, for sure.
And the other thing, he had already been working, and he had gotten us another grant to bring aboard 10 new firefighters. That's a 3-year grant, I believe, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir.
So we won't be bugging you for money from the fire department for 3 or 4 years at least. So that's a very good thing. So thank you very much, Mr. Arnold.
Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you. Just real quick, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Chief Arnold's been doing a wonderful job connecting with the fiscal department, learning how the bills work in their department, what account codes they connect to. He's really keeping things tight over there.
That's great.
You know, so I just want to commend him for really taking forth that effort.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Okay, road department, Jim Stevens. Jim's still here.
Chairman.
Yep.
I'm glad. I forgot to mention that we have Deputy Hamilton in the back.
Sheriff's officer.
Oh, hi.
I'm deferring my time.
I didn't see you come in.
Oh, no, you're fine.
This is our liaison from the sheriff's department. He's making the meetings. If you wanted to, we've got a lot of new folks here. So if you wanted to kind of introduce yourself again, you were here last week, or last meeting.
Yeah, I took over for Deputy Carter. He was the previous liaison. I've been on the sheriff's department 20 years, 6 or 8 of that in patrol, and the rest in the jail. I've been doing this job for 5 years. All around the county. So look forward to working with you guys. I know a lot of you already. So if you guys need a card or anything, I'll have them after the meeting.
Thank you very much.
I've been getting good feedback on him too from the neighbors.
Yeah. Okay, let's see, Jim.
Hello everybody.
Hi.
What I had on the agenda is we need to address the actual roof on this building.
I know we do.
It's a firehouse. We have been, well, I'm going to say, back in 2010, we had a company come in and put a new membrane seal on the roof, new rubber seal on the roof. For the last year, we have chased our tail. I can't tell you the amount of times we've been up on a roof trying to figure out exactly where our water is coming in. Right down this hallway, if you look, we've got a water leak that's starting back in here somewhere, and that's where it's coming out at.
Yeah.
Not right there, Nick.
It's in front of the server room.
Right in front of you.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Right, it's in front of the server room.
We've got multiple leaks that are starting over in the firehouse, into the bunk room, and in the kitchen now.
Yeah.
It's in the kitchen, too. So, I mean, myself and the road department, we get up there and we patch and we think we got it. The next time it rains, I hear from Bobby and he says we've got another leak. So I think I need to ask the board to entertain the thought of possibly having a roofing company come in and relook at possibly recoating this roof. If it's something that they can even, I don't know what all's still up there, what will have to come off. It's an old building.
Yep. So do you need just a motion for us to start?
I guess it would be just a motion.
I'd say you better just get an estimate. We're spending an awful lot of money.
Well, give me a motion to get the estimate.
You got the estimate.
I'll make a motion to get authorized Jim Stevens of the Road Department to get estimates look and repair the roof leaks on the Township Hall and Firehouse 193.
I will second that.
Let's just vote on that.
Quick on that, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
The only other thing I had and wasn't on the agenda, but just to be quick. As you all know, we just finished up a huge project, a drainage project down on Hopkins in coordination with the county engineers. We were down there for almost a week taking care of that. It was a 12-foot deep storm system that we had to completely redo. Unfortunately, there was two properties there where their chain link fence sat right at the right-of-way line. We could not get our equipment in there unless we actually had to take down their chain link fence. Unfortunately, that fence didn't really survive the project. The posts were all on concrete. By the time you tried to get those posts out, they were all bent up and everything. So there's about 90 foot of fence that we're going to need to probably replace. So I got some pricing. I've been pricing.
Further back this time?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm making sure it's way out of the right of way. I priced this, a lot of this out a couple different places. Menards seems to be about the cheapest place that we'll be able to get all the material that we're going to need. On the top, the one thing I've heard with the mailbox posts, well, they have mailboxes, and those do sit out in the right of way naturally. I mean, because they're allowed.
Right now, they're like on seahorses, right?
Yes, it's on a makeshift mailbox holder. Gotcha. If that's what you want to call it. But there's five mailboxes right there that we're going to need to get just the posts to bury into the ground with concrete, and then we can mount their mailboxes that they already have on that. So there was no way we could get those other ones out of the ground without destroying them.
So I'll make a resolution to fund the replacement of the fence and mailbox posts on Hopkins, not to exceed $1,200.
I would second that.
Okay, what's the resolution number on that, please?
2021-174.
All right, we have a roll call on this. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'll get with Nick on that because we'll have to go through Menards and do our card thing the way that we do it. And I'll get with Jeff also and figure out exactly how the account codes will go with that. But
and just a little bit of a multitude of things there. So yeah, we'll look at that. We'll get it straightened out.
And just a little update on that storm system with the big heavy rains that we've gotten. As you all know, we've spent countless hours of overtime down there pumping flooding areas down there. We haven't had the first issue since we got everything done. So knock on wood, everything seems to be kind of working right now.
Thanks,
Jim. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jim.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything.
Okay. Nothing for you. All right, John.
I don't have anything either. Sir. Okay.
I had a lot. I guess I've already said it, but just remember how much money we spent there quickly. A lot. We spent a bunch of money before you even came in here. I can't remember how much it was now, but it was a lot. So anyway, I'll move on. I'm just real disturbed about we're still trying to resolve some of the past problems we've had here. Financially, get everything in shape. We've had, if I seem a little snappy and a little hateful, I've been, this will be six full years that I've been here. And there has been nothing but battles going on ever since I've been here. I mean, it's been crazy financially and this and that and so on and so forth. And it's really a terribly hard job. If you have people here that you can't work with, and there we've got some. I'm the chairman of the board here. And these guys will not even listen to me. They won't even give me the opportunity. The reason I'm saying this is I want you to know that I am the same good guy I've always been, but these guys have been terrible. So I'll just leave it go at that. Thank you. So,
go
ahead there.
All right, I sent out to the board, and it's already been approved through Pete. I also sent it to all the department heads, the acceptable use policy. Did anybody have any comments on that regarding computers? The fire department has their specific policy attached as Exhibit A, so your employees will follow that. Did anybody have any negatives about that? If not, I'd like the board to pass a resolution accepting that.
I'd like to make a resolution to accept the acceptable use policy as presented by Fiscal Officer Dunn, and ask for a second.
I will second that.
I would also commend you for putting that together. I think it was really great.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That was in conjunction with Otarma, Revolution Group, and then our department heads also kind of given a few pieces.
It's good work.
So
took some time, I can tell.
It did. We have one more thing coming up as well, and I'll mention that in a little bit. Resolution number on that. I'm sorry, Robin.
2021-175.
Okay, roll call on that. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
That was a good job on that, Nick, by the way.
Thank you. Speaking of other policies, it's not quite ready yet. I'm waiting on the police department's attorney to kind of give me a final okay. I made some corrections based on what they have asked. So hopefully in the next meeting, we'll pass the driving policy. And then that will, again, we do this because we want to ensure that all of our employees are being safe driving their vehicles, the township vehicles, and also it will help, you know, show Tarman that we are working on things that help keep our insurance rates low, which in turn means we're spending fewer taxpayer dollars on our insurance policies for vehicles. So more to come on that. Hometown Motel update. I don't know if the gentleman is here. I did not see him tonight, but I just wanted to tell the board that the Hometown Motel down there in Harrisburg Pike, they were behind on their taxes since they had sold the property back in 2019.
Does that mean we can shut them down?
No. Oh. Well, I got some good news to share. With working with Robin, we actually found the owner. We talked to him, very respectful, very nice guy. He said he wants to come to a future meeting at some point. We have reconciled all of his taxes. He has caught up with us, and the general fund was able to get some money from that. So he paid up his portion, and so we're good on that. We have a good contact information for him as well. So I worked on that and got that done, and also big thanks to Robin.
Give his contact information to Chief Smith.
Also, I know it's not on the agenda, but also we want to give a kudos to Robin here as well. Obviously, the prices of everything in the world are going up and up and up. It also affects us down here too. We spend a lot of money on ink cartridges to have stuff like the agendas ready for you guys and quotes and stuff like that that come to the board for questions. Robin was down at Home Buys a couple weeks ago and noticed that the printers that her and I use, which are the most frequently used ones, they had some remanufactured ink cartridges that were on sale big time. I went down and got a lot of those. What we would have spent at Staples is $1,501.71. What I spent at Home Buys is $569. So we are good for at least a year. Some good savings there on that. What was that percentage? So was that 60%?
It was 60% savings.
That's 60% great.
Because we print a lot of stuff. Yeah. And we go through a lot of toner, and it was amazing when I saw that. It's the cartridges that go in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That goes into the printers.
Yeah, because some of them, they're toner or the laser.
These are cartridges that slide in.
Yeah,
and four of them were, it's over $100 to do all four, and he was able to go to the manager and got four for $29. You know, that's huge.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Supplemental appropriations, number 11, annual binders. You should see supplemental appropriations, a worksheet that Jeff has put together for the fire levy fund to appropriate for the SAFER grant and also for the FEMA assistance to firefighters for the AFG exhaust grant. This is, again, supplemental appropriation number 11 for the year ending December 31st, 2021. If you want to take a second to look over that, you can.
So, I'd like to make resolution number 2021-168, a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations number 11 for the period commencing January 1st, 2021 and ending December 31st, 2021, as prepared by our fiscal officer.
And I would second that. Okay.
Roll call on that, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And I'm Robin, did you put the receipts in their binders for the Hometown Motel so that they can look at it? If not, I'll pass it
around. Just pass that around. I didn't know that you wanted them to see that.
No,
I mean, not that we were hiding anything. It's just another piece of paper in your folder.
Yeah. Cool.
So but the last page.
I talked about it.
But the last page gives you the amount in which he paid in.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So that was a big help getting that.
That was a good catch.
Well, unfortunately, I'd asked two previous fiscal officers before in 19, hey, we've not gotten our quarterly payment. Then the next fiscal officer came in, I said, hey, we still don't get quarterly payments. So Nick, I said, hey, we still don't have our quarterly payments.
And then this is the hotel tax that we have on there?
Yes, yeah. It's the bed tax.
The bed tax, yeah.
And it's a quarterly tax that we get, and we only have the two motels, and one is very faithful about paying, and that's what the red flag was. You know, so he took on the endeavor to track down the owner. So it was a group effort, but it paid off.
Yes, I have one other thing that's not on the agenda because I don't have the resolution number in front of me, but we passed a resolution not long ago authorizing payments to be made by ACH.
Yes.
I'd like to amend that to also allow the fiscal officer to sign off on recurring withholding checks.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like to have that so because obviously with the snail mail being slower, I'm working to try to get things like child support and deferred comp moved to ACH. But I'm having some difficult times. So in the meantime, if the board would like to pat on.
Do we have to amend that resolution, or can we just create a new resolution authorizing?
We could create a new one and add that to it.
We could, unless Robin has it. I don't know what the number is. I forgot to look at that before we got started. If not, we can just, I would think, just be able to create a new one.
Because it's another thing we're adding, so we wouldn't need to move the other one back.
So you want to authorize the fiscal officer, just I want to make sure I get their language right.
To be able to sign off on recurring withholding payments and or bills and utilities that are recurring. And that would be something that you guys would then approve via motion when we do our bills and payroll.
Yep. So I will make a resolution to authorize our fiscal officer to approve any payments for bills, reoccurring payments, and
withholdings
via ACH payments.
And or just allow me to sign the check.
And or sign the check, yeah. No, I'll ask for a second.
Yep. I'll second that.
Is that 176, Robin?
That saves our fire income.
Yes, sir.
176, okay. Roll call on that. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
All right, and that's all I have for the time being.
Okay.
Before moving to questions, do we want to do Zoom first?
What's that?
Or do we want to do the Zoom folks first, or do we want to do those that signed up to speak at the podium first?
Well, I was going to... Next thing was... See if we had questions from
yeah, so you guys want to do Zoom first or whoever signed up first?
Any questions on the computer?
Oh, I see.
You want to do the Zoom first?
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do know that Robin Cheney is on, so I'm going to ask her to unmute, and then as soon as she is unmuted.
Okay.
Okay, Robin, I believe you are unmuted. Go ahead with your question.
I just wanted to say you guys rushed this guy getting hired for the administrator. You had your legal counsel here tonight. I've been trying for 3 years to get something passed, and because one trustee doesn't want it passed, you guys just swept it under the carpet, and I'm pretty mad about it. That's what I wanted to say. But I want to know, is Jim there still?
Yeah, Jim's here.
Jim, what was the reason of painting the white lines on the streets out here?
Those lines were painted probably
I believe ODOT
10 years ago. You're talking about right there in front of your house, Robin?
Yeah, I'm talking about the old white lines.
Yeah, those white lines were painted probably about 10, 11 years ago. Those were painted as guidelines for people to be able to park on the outside of those lines in between the lines and the house.
Because people around here park on the other side of them, or they have vehicles that the front end sticks way out on the other side of them. And I thought that's what it was for, was people weren't supposed to go past the white line.
Yeah, which is what I just explained. Those white lines were put there to designate the edge of the roadway. So when you would park, because you've got on-road parking or right off-road parking, it was made to make it so your vehicle had to be on the outside of the white line, not on the inside, the roadside.
Okay. So, Keith Smith, is that who I contact about it? Because I've mentioned it several times to people.
Yeah, Rob.
Does it mean anything?
Well, I don't know about that, Robin, but I will have the person I have taking care of our traffic enforcement go through there. And it is true, if you're parked on the roadway, then we will ticket or tow you. So we have no problem with that.
Because I know there's
more than
a black truck on Coolidge. It's a huge black truck.
1 minute remaining.
Okay. No, I will send him up here tomorrow, Robin, to take a look at it.
You said 1 minute remaining.
We have a 3 minute.
We have a 3 minute policy. We now have a timer that we're using.
Okay, I want to know. Wrong thing to do. Anyway, have a nice night.
Next up, Jessica Rice, I'm going to ask you to unmute and then you can speak. See if Jessica's still here. I asked her to unmute. Okay, maybe not. Benjamin, I'm going to ask you to unmute now. Maybe they're still there, maybe not. There's also one other person on the line, not identified. Okay, none of them are unmuting, so I say at this point we move to those who are at the podium.
Okay. Alrighty. Jan?
Yes, I'm going to let them go first.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sweet.
You're good. Thing I want to address is Chief Smith said something about Don Cook. Don Cook actually came to my house campaigning.
Could you speak up just a little bit?
Yeah, Don Cook came to my house.
Oh, did he?
As he was campaigning. Okay. And the first question out of my mouth was, what about the levy?
Uh-huh.
And he said he didn't think it should be passed. And he told me that he would like to see Franklin County take over all the police in the township.
Contracting.
Which I immediately told him to leave. But he said so I asked about the men and women that have been serving us all this time. He said, well, they can just apply through the county. And I think that's, for one, that's terrible. That's horrible. I don't know why he would ever say that.
Yeah.
Second thing, the parking on Randsburg around the turnaround.
Yeah.
So you guys put the signs up. That's worked out great.
Yeah.
But now people are starting to park on the outside.
Are they?
So it is what it is, I guess. I don't know. We need more signs up because we just saw an ambulance go down there the other day and have to pull up and shimmy and get back out of there. I mean,
that's patient in the vehicle.
With a patient in it. That's problem one.
We'll get the signs up because it's supposed to be for the whole roundabout inside now.
Yeah, so right now it's just those two. We need one outside.
And parking, so, and parking
yeah,
because
the way the language was roundabout inside and out.
Okay. But it just says no parking with the arrows.
I mean, so I was the one that the first question about it. My 5-year-old, my kindergartner, has to get off the Harrisburg Pike.
Oh, really?
Because they couldn't make it.
Right, because they refused to come down the street because there was 3 accidents last year. Mm-hmm. So my kindergartner gets off the bus.
Yeah.
So somebody can park in the center and run a business out of their house. It's just not. That's
we
not
have
not.
We have a resolution.
You live at 1805, then? Huh?
Yes. Right.
Now I'll take a look.
Jim, can you get more signs?
It's not directly in front of my house. It's at the end.
That's how you just get
the roundabout. Okay. The whole parking all the way around it. It's just terrible.
Now I scour down through there quite a bit.
Right.
Well, we're caught.
My family's been in the neighborhood since 1959.
Yeah.
My grandmother lives in.
Have
house.
You?
My
oh, really? Well, good. What's your last name?
Drenning.
What's your last name?
Drenning.
No, Brenner, okay.
So, if I could comment on this, when I was in there, one of the gentlemen, I don't even remember his name.
Joe Bennington.
I talked to him, and he was asking about, is it legal to park there, and this, that, and the other. And it was, what resolution did we park? That no parking, I forget how they worded that. No parking in the roundabout, in meaning the center. I said, I can't remember when we voted if it was to do with the center or if it was to do with the outside. I told him I could not, I could not tell him he could park there or can't park there. If the sign says you can or you can't, I said, you know, you could come to a meeting. I thought he was going to come to a meeting. Is there anyone here from that address?
I don't
know. Okay. So the question I said that I would bring up to the board is the board final with their decision about the no parking in the center, I'm going to call it island of the...
It's never had parking. I grew up there. I've been there since 70. It's never been parking. It literally was a little park for all the kids down there that could play in and everything.
Jim's going to put up more signs.
So what
Jim wants to speak on this.
Well, no, let John finish.
So I'm not, ma'am, I'm not trying to...
I don't live there anymore, but I just think it's terrible when you drive down the road how terrible Randsburg is and everything. And
Right. Yeah. So anyways, I mentioned to the gentleman, I bring it to the board and say, are we clear on the language of where they can and cannot park, or does the board entertain any other?
What I always do to handle a situation, because, you know, if you live in a neighborhood a long time, a neighbor's kind of work out their own problems sometimes. You know, I'm parked here.
We all try to work it out between the neighbors.
I'm sure you are. What to do, I don't... as far as the parking and everything, what I do, if we have an issue, there's a couple down there that we've had, and what I always do is go right to the head man, the police chief here, or Jim Stevens, call Jim Stevens of Road Department. Jim's out there all the time, and Jim or Byron or whoever, but that's the place to go, because out on the street there, me as a trustee, yeah, I'm out there a lot, and I look to see if there's anything out of place or something, but I don't know really your parking, but you know, you're the guys that we need to deal with, and you know, and it just makes everything easy on everybody. I mean, I can just ask Jim something and boom, he knows it. Byron, he knows it, you know. So just give them a call. And if they don't answer your call now, call me.
So
Jim answers his phone.
We did get it resolved, like almost.
We got the center resolved.
Yes.
Did you?
But now we're working, they're parking on the outside now.
Which they did a great job with. We're not discounting what they've done so far.
So we don't get too far off track.
Yeah, could you look into it, Jim, please?
As soon as you guys get done, then I'm going to put my two cents in.
Oh, okay. I'm done.
But the man that you spoke with called and cussed Nicole out the other day, so we need to make sure everybody hears that part.
I will, but I need to finish what
I started.
The
question I have, that's my last thing I spoke on.
So what I wanted to ask the board at clarification, are the board entertain any other idea of allowing people to park in the center island that is township property, and that we all know that the signs, that's what they were for?
Let's get a recommendation.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from Jim.
Let's get a recommendation from these guys here.
Okay.
Okay.
When I brought this, first of all, this isn't, the parking in the roundabout is not a neighbor quarrel issue. Let's get that straight. It has nothing to do with neighbors upset because people were parking there. Why I brought it to the board was I've been contacted on multiple occasions by Southwestern City School District, the trash companies. I know, even talking with our emergency people in there, the roundabout, the way that some people, and I don't care who these people are, the way that they park in the inside, the outside, it makes it impossible. That's actually during winter snow removal, my route too. And unfortunately, whoever parks on the inside of that circle, I've kind of had to bury them in because I have no place else to put the snow, but that's neither here nor there. When I brought it to the board, what I proposed to the board was making, and I guess I should have said, instead of saying inside the roundabout, because I'm thinking inside the roundabout, there's a whole roundabout, I should have said around the roundabout.
The entire roundabout.
So maybe the language in the resolution needs to read around the roundabout.
The entire.
Where it may have read, yeah, because when I was saying in the roundabout, I'm thinking the entire roundabout, you couldn't park there. It's a safety issue. That's the reason why I brought it up. It has nothing to do with one person or another person. That wasn't my issue. My issue is safety, and because I have been contacted by so many different, not individuals, companies.
There's what an about issue. The
so
center
that's the reason why we did it.
There's no room to get around.
You cannot park on the inside.
I'm not asking. I'm not trying to advocate for anybody. I mean, we're hearing this outer rounder. I just want to make sure for the minutes that it's in there that parking in the center island, I'm going to call it the island,
okay,
is township property.
Correct.
Currently, there's somebody that wants to use that as a parking space. So when we bring this, so we're looking at the whole outer circle and the inner island should not be parked on. And I know Nicole has something as soon as you're finished.
The
inner island.
Yeah. I said in the roundabout, and I guess I was thinking roundabout as a whole. If we say around the roundabout, everybody's going to think it's the outside of the roundabout.
It needs to be just the entire area.
In and around, nowhere near the roundabout.
So including the island.
And then we'll put more signs up.
So I'm still not clear. I want to make sure the language is...
You can't.
The island is... Let's do it two ways. The island is no parking, township property.
And no pavement.
The roundabout is no parking.
Including...
So nowhere, whether it be the center or the outer bout...
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
So you're talking...
Let's go ahead and move on.
Ground and pavement?
Well, Nicole has a question.
I'll start the timer. again?
I actually spoke with Mr. Pennington the other day. His issue is that he has been parking in the island, which from the moment I started working here, the problem surfaced because of parking in the island causes obstructions to get through there. So that's what it originated from. So no to parking in the island. That's why this got started, correct? Right. That's why the school buses stopped coming down there this year. Right. So speaking to him, he is under the impression that somebody has led him to believe that the sign states that he's not allowed to park in the island and he can park anywhere else that he wants, which caused him to get tickets the other day, which he also is under the impression from another individual that those will be taken care of and absolved because of the unclear signage that was put in front of the island that says no parking. But the island is township property, which he has raveled himself so that he could make it his parking lot.
Okay.
So
he's made his own private parking lot.
He raveled it so he can park there. So the island shouldn't be able to park on because that's how this motion originated, but also now he's parking alongside the outer rim, which is causing even more of an obstruction. But he feels like he's allowed to park on the outer and inside rim of the island.
So when Lieutenant and I talked to him, he explained the signs are there, We can't have an officer that we would say, don't ticket him or don't do that. So he was clearly, and I was there, I heard it, that if there's a sign that says you can't park there, you can't park there.
Right. Which is what I explained to him, that I can only assume
that. And it was explained to him clearly.
The officer continued his action of writing that ticket because he visually saw his car was parked where he couldn't park.
Right.
However, it's semantics at this point because of the lack of complete signage. His semantic is that, the sign says no parking, so therefore I can't park here, but I can park here. Because I can't park behind the sign, but I can park in front of the sign. That's the problem.
Give me the resolution number from the original resolution on hand.
Yeah, just give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 2021-123.
Okay, so I'd like to amend resolution 2021-123 to include no parking in and or around the roundabout on Ransford.
Outside rim, the inside rim, or the island.
Correct.
Okay. What's the new resolution number going to be on that?
The new one is going to be 2021-177.
Could I ask for a second? Ralph?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call on this. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
I'm abstaining because of being in the conversation in regards to who said what as far as the signage goes.
Okay.
So is that a no vote?
No, it's abstain.
Okay, can we go ahead and move on here? Let's see.
Real quick, Robin wanted to ask for a continuance as we've not really been enforcing the 3 minutes. Would the board like to entertain a continue another session?
Not me, but I think on Zoom.
On Zoom.
Robin Cheney.
Anybody? Does the board want to entertain another session again? We really haven't enforced the 3 minute thing until this week.
Well, let's go ahead and get these others. Tell Robin then.
She's on. She can hear you.
Oh, that's all right. What you want, real quick?
We'll come back. She wants another 3 minutes since she didn't know that we were doing a 3 minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead now, or do you want to move on?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Okay, Robin, I'll ask you to unmute again.
Okay, I was wondering, what is the chance of getting a 4-way stop sign out here, because people fly, I don't know what they're in a hurry to get to, because it only goes down to Harding, but they will fly from either Harding to Broad or Broad to Harding, and I'm talking 45-50 miles an hour. I don't know what they're in a hurry for, but
she's asking for a 4-way stop. I don't know where, though.
Where are you asking for the 4-way stop?
At Coolidge and Annette.
What is it?
Coolidge and Annette.
Coolidge and Annette, okay.
If you put it in one place, you almost have to put it at every intersection in the development.
Did you hear that comment from Stevens, Robin?
No, I didn't hear it.
Robin, it would have to...
we couldn't just put it right there at the intersection by your house. If it was something that the board decided to do, it would have to be even over one more road. Any place that net comes through there, we would have to put stop signs. And that's something they would have to do a traffic study on and kind of go from there.
Is there any way we can get police out here to do something about the speeding?
Chief Smith, you want to comment?
Yeah, as we will try to get someone out there, Robin, as we can. But we've already got three people out with COVID. So we'll do the best we can.
Well, it doesn't have to be right this minute. I'm just saying. And people run the stop sign going east and west. And people are flying north and south. And sooner or later, it's going to be a big bang. And there's kids on.
Depends on my blood doorway, I ride through there. Yeah, I probably don't see it.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you guys put a four-way stop sign going down Hopkins Avenue.
Okay. Anything else, guys? Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Robin. Okay, nobody else on the Zoom wanted to unmute, so we'll go, but we'll move on to the
She said she wanted to wait, so you go to Angela right here.
Oh, well, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
So we got
Yeah, Tammy? She wants to wait, and Tommy's already went, so now you're to
so
Angela.
Like
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where's Angela? Oh.
Hi, Angela.
Come on.
Okay, first thing, census. Did we ever get our totals on the township?
No, we haven't gotten that yet. We got the county numbers, but they haven't released, and they released the apportionment data, which is the data for redistricting.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah, they released the apportionment data, and they released the county totals, but we haven't gotten the township ones. The MORPC estimate shows that we're over 10,000.
So we can do the home rolling.
Yeah, but we have to wait for the official census data to come back on that.
Okay, and then how long does that take
So
that won't be a vote, correct? That'll just instantly happen.
It would have to be a vote to approve home rule. But yeah, once the census data is certified and sent to municipalities,
as in township?
No,
board
of trustees can do that once the certification comes up.
Okay, fingers crossed.
Yeah,
it has to be unanimous though. It has to be all three members.
Oh, it does.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I got to start kissing some ass. Anyway,
we did the home rule vote about.
Okay, my second question is kind of a combo. So my banners, you know, I'm going to bitch about the banners. So I reached out to Franklin County that Jim said that they might be able to put them up or whatever. Steve said, Buzzkirk said they don't do that stuff, so we got to find someone to put them up for us. I reached out to Daylight, because they're in the township. I thought maybe they would throw us a bone saying, hey, thank you, we're in the township, we'll help out, solidarity, blah, blah, blah. No one will ever call me back. I've called two times within the month, and I just called 2 days ago, and no one still called me back. So I was wondering, the reason why is, do you remember last year when everyone was complaining about that garden that you guys allow other people to put, you know, their stuff on, but then they were complaining saying they wanted water for it.
Yeah.
And they assumed that you guys were going to truck in the damn water.
Oh, did they?
And I think you guys did.
Yeah.
You guys sent either the engine, in which that's taking the engine off of runs, and that's costing money.
Yeah.
Or you guys were having the maintenance guys do.
Yeah, Jim ended up going.
We're paying for the water and everything. So why can't the township splurge, go down to Sunbelt Rentals, rent something for a couple hours, hang the damn banners, and it'll shut my mouth up.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And I'm so sorry that you're having issues with your banners.
This has been since August.
I know.
So.
Now, here's, since day one, I said that we would try to do everything we could to assist get these banners put up. Just like I had explained to Assistant Principal Mullins, the fact that that is a county right-of-way, which is why we sent you guys towards the county
I couldn't just go down there and put a banner up in a county right away. The county wouldn't allow that to happen until they got a permit, which you all were able to get the permit. The permit, the county wouldn't allow you to put the signs on like traffic signal poles. So you had to go to AEP.
And we have that permit.
AEP gave the school, Southwestern City School District, the permit. Here's where it gets tricky. They didn't give the permit to Franklin Township. They gave it to Southwestern City Schools because that's not a township right away. I can't, by law, do anything in there. As much as I'd love to go to Sunbelt Rentals, like you're saying.
Well, I don't understand why that Steve told me. Steve Buskirk said it, that, you know.
I had a very long discussion with Mr. Steve Buskirk about this whole thing, and he told me the discussions that. Do I have to be quiet?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to stop it. My bad.
Shut up, Joe. He told me about the discussion that you all had. And like I explained again to Assistant Principal Mullins, I wish there was something that I could do, but once I was to go down there and put those banners on an 80-foot pole, the township now becomes responsible for anything we've done to that pole. And I could not, well, first of all, we were never given that permit. Southwestern City Schools was. I could not.
But before I got the school involved, I made sure to ask you guys. I got you guys more involved.
I get it.
First, before I got the school involved, because I wasn't getting any place.
In the very beginning, from day one, I said we'll do everything we can, which is what we've been doing. Everything we can.
I just want the township to start looking nice. You know, like out here, some places around here donating. Welcome to Franklin Township. Columbus, Ohio, established, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just small little things like that kind of, when you're driving around, kind of perks you up and kind of makes you feel.
If I personally had something to get up there and do it, I'd do it. But I don't and I can't. Mm-hmm. I will not and I refuse to have any of our road department personnel do anything in the county right away on an AEP pole from an extension ladder.
Okay.
That's not going to happen. That's why I got a hold of Mr. Mons and I explained to him, and I know Southwestern City Schools has a bucket truck.
Yeah.
Southwestern City Schools has a bucket truck.
But they Pittsburgh City.
No, it's fine.
Well, I can't answer. I don't have anything to do with that one. But
I'll call a board member over there,
please,
at Southwest City Schools and see if I can get some traction.
I mean, we've done everything we can possibly do.
Yeah, I'll call.
I just hate the runaround. Jesus, I fought with people. I begged people.
I'll put a call to doctor.
I keep on trying to get talking to the big kahunas because they were the first place I even called.
Yeah.
Because it was Grove City that where I got the idea from. And I'm like, what the hell? Southwestern's kissing Grove City pass and not ours?
I'll call a board member and ask them to talk to Dr. Wise.
Those are just signatures, sir.
Okay.
I'll make that call tomorrow.
So we're just going straight down this way.
You know, welcome to Franklin Township.
That's all. You just got Jan and
everything, but Jesus, if it's going to be this much of a headache.
Okay, let's move on. We got Jan. Did we get Jan yet?
No, she said she wanted to go. Did you want to go last?
Oh, okay.
So Nick said has got his name on there.
Okay.
He's down by your thumb.
Okay. What do you want, Nick?
Let me go ahead and reset the timer for myself. So. I'm speaking on behalf, I'd like to be known on the record, I'm speaking on behalf as a resident and a taxpayer and not a fiscal officer. The board, and if you guys want to entertain this and taking a look at things, I'm having some issues with noise over in Eastfield. In specific, and if you'd like me to play the audio, I will now.
No, that's
I've
all
got,
right.
I've got a house that is throwing parties. Loud music at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock in the morning. Everybody remembers Saturday morning before sunrise at poured rain.
He's got a music. They have bands there all Saturday night, I guess, don't they?
Yeah, and
Sunday or whatever.
I called dispatch and said, hey, could you let our police know? Again, I didn't ask for an officer, so they probably didn't dispatch it. But I know I asked Chief for and you said you're going to get a translator. Have you reached out yet to see what's going on with that?
Yeah, I'm going to meet with one tomorrow. I talked to Pollock, who went over there. And he said there was some noise, but it wasn't
what I heard on your phone.
Correct. I mean, it's been more reoccurring now. We've had the warmer months, but the noise ordinance has not been touched in a long time, and I just think it may be time to revisit this at some point. Obviously not right now, but as a resident, it has me frustrated enough to where I can't sleep. My girlfriend, who has an immunocompromised system and other health issues, cannot sleep, and we're ready to move out of the township or somewhere else in the township, I should say. I love this township, don't get me wrong, but I'm ready to move. So we need to look at this ordinance. We need to start enforcing it. We need to look at other things, and I know we're shorthanded on officers. I know we have a levy out there, so we can get more to do things like this, but I just want the board to know that there are several neighbors in the Eastfield, Westfield area that are highly upset because there's been no enforcement. And if our officers are busy, the county is not sending anybody over. So at some point, we just need to, there's plenty of pamphlets out there. You guys are all welcome to take one as residents. There's noise ordinance pamphlets out there, and I just think it's time for that to be addressed.
Okay.
That's it. Top one.
Well, you're next.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome, Jan.
I'm having some issues. Okay, I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I do anything that I can to help out police-wise, legal-wise. I have a concern the same as this gentleman here. Mr. Cook came to my house after I had put something on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're allowed to do that.
Sure.
He came and basically confronted me.
Did he?
Well, excuse me, he confronted the wrong person.
Yeah, yeah.
Because do not call me a liar. I did my homework.
Yeah.
I asked him about different things.
You live right on the corner there, don't you?
No.
Oh, don't you? Okay.
No, I live three houses down.
Three houses.
And I asked him about, I said, okay, about this alleged assault that happened at the meeting. I said, excuse me, I was there. He said, well, what do you mean? I said, how simple can I say I was there? I have the footage. He said, well, that's what happened. I said, okay, and then he proceeded to tell me two or three other tales. And I asked him, I said, why are you telling people on your brochure, telling people and going to people's houses and telling them things that are not true?
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is, if this man that is running for a trustee cannot tell the truth to people that he wants to vote for him. He also told me the same thing about, oh, we don't need the police. They can go. And different other things.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. Don't say that to me.
Yeah.
My thing is, like I said, if he's going to lie to the people he wants to vote for him, what's he going to do when he gets in here?
Yeah. Good question.
He's going to turn everything that he put in his little brochure around, says, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. I'm going to be nice, and I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to call bullshit. And that's just, you know, and you don't slam and slander other people.
Yeah.
You don't make up stuff.
Nope.
Just to get points.
Yep.
I'm sorry. You have to look ahead.
Yep. Thank you, Jan.
I thank you.
Now, you live on the east side of right there at Brown Reef, down just the three houses.
Right.
Okay.
My house is the one with the flag on the mailbox, the flag on the tree, and the Bengals flag on the tree.
Yeah.
Kuday.
Kuday, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I know you're a buddy. That's my
touch my flag.
That's my team, too, so.
He's talking, not me.
Does anyone else have anything? Am I forgetting anybody back there? It's nice to have a good crowd out. There's a lot of folks here I haven't seen for over a year. COVID put us out of commission for a while. But I don't know. I don't think I'm going to let it get down. Linda, you're not saying much tonight.
Right, yeah, Linda started her golf watch
back up already. So
there's one other person that did not self-identify, and I asked him to unmute a while ago, but he did not. So I'm just checking to see if this person wanted to unmute. And if not, then I think we can move on.
Just turn it off there.
Jessica Rice said she had nothing to say. So,
okay.
So just that one. That was it. Okay. So we're good on Zoom.
Okay. We're done.
We're done. Okay.
We're dismissed. Thanks, everybody.